وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the value of life because sadly we live at times where life itself, I mean the life of a human being, it does not seem to have much value for a number of reasons. One of the things that needs to be done is the safeguarding of the right to live, which is a very important aspect in terms of human rights. Safeguarding one's and others' life is among the greatest divine practices and is considered to be a Muslim's duty. It's a duty upon every Muslim. It's not something that applies to me but does not apply to other people, that I have to safeguard the life of others and others don't have to do that. Now, in fact, every Muslim needs to safeguard the life of every Muslim. So every Muslim must, in addition to safeguarding his life, defend another man's life when subjected to assault, particularly if that man is one of the oppressed and weak ones. We can see that Amir al-Mu'mineen Salamullah alayhi salam, not only was he trying to educate people into the fact that life is valuable, he worked so hard to safeguard the life of people himself, but also that he stood with the oppressed, that he needed to support the oppressed. And he said, he himself said, I don't care if you're a strong person, a wealthy person, I will take the right of the oppressed from you. So he put that into action. And you can see that as he moved on in his life with, you know, with so many stories that I can sit here and tell you about Amir al-Mu'mineen and how he stood up for the right of the oppressed and trying to defend them. So it is a duty of the society first and foremost, before it becomes a duty of the government or the system that we live under, to ensure and guarantee the right to live for all the people. Because sometimes we leave it to chance, or we leave it to the government. I mean, you can see that sometimes we live under governments that are oppressive and that are killing other people. And sometimes they might be raging war against our fellow Muslims in other countries. And we just sit quietly. In a particular Muslim country where it's raging war on another Muslim country, when one of the clerics, he spoke up and he tried to stand up for the rights of the oppressed, he was obviously imprisoned and he was executed. Where the rest of the Muslims, they don't care. The rest of the people did not talk. So I can't sit and expect my government, which is an oppressive government, to come and safeguard the life of others. It's a duty of the society itself, the duty of the people, before it becomes the duty of the governments. Now, so from here we say, not only must the governments and the society must safeguard the right of people, the right to live, but also defend their citizens before any violations upon man's life. Because sometimes you would have people from different countries, from different tribes back in the day, where they try to invade you. And in Islam, obviously, the right to defend, it's one of the most holy practices that one can do, is to defend the life of the innocent, be it men, women, and children. And you can see that Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi practiced that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced that, and also it was the same will of the other imams alayhim as-salam. Now, before we continue, let us take a short break, and then we get back to you.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, safeguarding the continuation of man's life as far as God has destined or declared, it is a legal duty upon everybody. The reason why Islam, or why Islamic law, holds the life of one person equals to that of entire mankind is that safeguarding the life of a man and continuation, obviously, of birth and generations depend on safeguarding the life of each individual. So in order for man to continue, in order for man to exist, and his generations and his offsprings need to continue, we need to preserve this life. One person's life matters. It was said that Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, during the Battle of Siffin and during the night of Harir, which was the longest night in the year, and they were fighting during that night. It's said that Malik al-Ashtar, killed about 1,000 people in that in that night, and so did Amir al-Mu'mineen. Now, Malik felt good about himself. He said, wow, me, I came close to Ali in matters of killing the enemy. Amir al-Mu'mineen said to him, Malik, before I kill anyone, I look into his lineage, I look into his life, and if I find that through his lineage there could be one person good, I would spare his life. So Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is going through a filtering system when he is doing and when he's trying to fight his enemy. He's not just being barbaric, killing people because it is a war. So that's how Amir al-Mu'mineen looks at it, because at the end of the day, you have generations to come. Humanity needs to continue, that if I don't feel the responsibility, if you do not feel the responsibility, how is life going to continue? One of the major problems that the West faces now is the decrease of population, where they can see that they are not making more kids, and most of the country, the people who live in the country, is migration or immigrants. So in a lot of countries, when you look at the statistics, you'll see that by 2050, most of this country will be overrun by, for example, Muslims because of the migration. Or it will be run by immigrants from a certain country or certain culture. Why? Because they themselves are not producing. Now, in terms of when we talk about ourselves, we need to make sure that each one's life is respected and safeguarded. And we say, when we say it is equal to the entire humanity, because the continuation of humanity depends on that. Because that person himself will contribute to humanity by giving life to other people. So one person, each one of us, if we get God, Allahu A'lam, how long we will live, but in maybe in another 500 years, 600 years, of my siblings, I could have 1,000, 2,000. So the continuation of mankind depends on it. Now, we'll leave it here and we'll continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله